Crown topic of the day, and of course it is the New York Mets. We'll spin it forward in a little bit later on when you talk about the Mets in Game 4. But for me, BT, last night, you know, bad Game 3. Mets beat themselves. Bad fielding. Severino's glove was worse than his arm. That was a problem. Alvarez, Mets don't, you know, get any hits going. A lost night at Citi Field. I was surprised that that happened, but I'm not giving up hope yet or belief. Not because I'm a Mets fan, but because they've earned it. Every single time their backs have been against the wall, the Mets have responded. Down 1-0 in this series, they punch back. Now down 2-1, and they have to punch back. They need to now. I hate the term must win, especially when it's not an actual must win, but I do believe if the Mets are going to win this series and get themselves to a World Series, they have to take care of business the next 2 days at home.
And it feels like every arrow should be pointed in the direction of them responding, because that's what they've done. I don't think they're good enough to beat this Dodgers team enough, you know, three more times. I think the Dodgers are going to move on. You know, you probably heard me say this about the Jets. Like, I don't get wrapped up or excited about close, cosmetically appealing losses. It does nothing for me. Like, I don't even react to them. Did you win or lose? You lost. But I do have maybe more of a reaction with ugly losses. And I know it's still kind of a small sample, but, I mean, it's been pretty ugly here. You know, game two was a great bounce back, and I give him credit for that. But game one, all right, Senga shouldn't have been out there. All right, maybe an anomaly. Mets didn't hit, 9-0. All right. And then game three, boom, at Citi, which was rocking and had every reason to rock until it got quiet. Four hits, and you lose 8-0. Now, Quintana's been very good, and he could bounce back, but the stars for this team, and I'm taking away the great stories that have gotten them to this point, just the evaluation now, this series, Lindor, Nimmo, Pete, Alvarez, Quintana, Iglesias, nobody's doing anything. And I do think some things will change. I don't think enough things will change.
Yeah, I mean, the Mets haven't hit, and they're going to have to hit if they want to win this series, and I think that they will, which is why I'm not giving up hope, because they've proven that they could, whether it's Lindor leading off the game with a home run in game two, grand slam, clutch hits, whatever it may be. They're going to have to do that, but I'm not getting caught up in the score, whether it's 9-0 in game one or 8-0 last night. The reason why the game was 8-0 and feels like a blowout and worse than it was because the Mets treated the game as such. Once they're behind 4-0, when you hand it over, or 2-0 at this point, handing over to Reed Garrett, but when you hand it over to Reed Garrett, you're not saying we're going to keep this game close so we can come back. You're saying, I hope that Reed Garrett can keep this game close, but I'm not ready to use my best guys because we're down. And then Reed Garrett, what does he do? Naturally gives up a two-run homer. Now it's 4-0, and now the game is essentially over, and you go to Tyler McGill, and he's awful, and then it's 8-0. So that's how it happens. If they got beat 8-0, and it was Sean Manaea on the mound, and it was Ryan Stanek, and it was Edwin Diaz, maybe David Peterson, a little bit of a different story. I know Peterson came in game one and got touched up too, but I feel different. I don't get caught up in the score. I don't think the disparity between the Dodgers and Mets is as great as the game one and game three score would indicate. I think it's close enough to where the Mets could still win this series. They've shown that they could come back and take a punch. They're going to have to do it again. To do that, Nimmo's going to have to get going a lot. And by the way, Nimmo might not even be in the lineup. Like, if you look at some of the, I was just reading John Harper, who does a great job of covering baseball for SNY. He was just talking about how last time the Mets faced Yamamoto in the regular season, Bader had three hits.
Okay.
And I know Yamamoto's splits are reverse.
Yeah, they are reverse
so,
splits,
and Mendoza talked about all the righties would be in there. I wonder if, and he didn't say it, and it would be a surprise, but I wonder if by him saying all the righties would be in there, the splits, Bader, what he did against Yamamoto last time, Nimmo being useless and hobbled, maybe this is a day where you get Nimmo out of the lineup and put Bader in center and Tyrone Taylor in left. You have all righties. Defense is good. I thought about that. Again, I don't know if it's going to happen. Anyway, point is, they need their stars to produce. If it's not Nimmo in the lineup, then it's got to be Pete Alonso to actually do something in the series. You will not beat the Dodgers if you don't score a lot of runs.
See, I want to get back to your thoughts on Garrett. Garrett might not throw another meaningful pitch the rest of the series, and for you, I'm sure that would be too soon. You've always railed on him, and you're not wrong. But the fact that it was 2-0 in a game three, which 68% of the winners, I don't know if you saw the graphic, you probably know the stat for those who don't, the winners of game three go on to win 68% of these series. Okay, doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it's a lot of evidence right there in a lot of series. If you're down 2-0, and it's such a game of primary importance, why the hell are you going to Reed Garrett?
Oh, because what are they going to do?
I don't know. But if Reed Garrett, like if you have such a little belief in him, and I'm not that far behind you, I don't think he's very good at all.
They believe him on like a B or C level.
Okay, but when it's 2-0, it's not 5-0.
Right.
It's 2-0.
Well, I don't know.
But I there's a better answer than Reed Garrett when it's 2-0 in Game 3.
Yeah, they're not.
Got to find it,
especially against the bottom of the order. Unfortunately, there wasn't. The other answer would have been Tyler McGill, and we saw how that worked out.
Yeah, but I think McGill. I've got a lot more faith in Tyler McGill coming in than Reed Garrett.
Yeah.
Let's say you guys are down. Let's say Quintana, who's been great for a while, very good for a while. Let's say he scuffles. And let's say it's set of 2-0, but I'll keep the 2-run deficit the same. Let's say it's 4-2 in the third inning. Just wacky, high-pitch right. counts. Where do you go to?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's part of the problem is they don't have enough.
That's one of my concerns about the Mets, and that's why I don't think they advance.
Right, but that's fair. But the score, to me, doesn't indicate that. That's a different story. Like, they don't have enough in the bullpen, but the score got out of hand because they're going with guys who just shouldn't be, you know, Reed Garrett shouldn't be in the big leagues. And you could argue Tyler McGill, same thing, yet here they are pitching in an NLCS. The Mets, A, relievers, Stanek, Diaz, Maton, and Peterson probably, and they're going to hold him back for Game 5 because Senga's going to start in that. They put themselves in a bad spot here. But in that game, if Reed Garrett can't keep it close enough against the bottom of the Dodgers order, what's he doing? I just can't stand him because that's what he does. And, of course, he gives up the 2-run homer. Now, bottom line is they weren't going to win anyway if they don't hit, and the Mets didn't hit. But to me, that's – I'm just giving you an example of why I thought the score got out of hand, and I wouldn't put too much stock in the 8-zip. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, or friends of Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name-brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. 888-808-1019. Taco Frank calling from Hamilton. What's up, Taco?
Taco Frank calling from Cleveland, buddy. We just rolled in.
Nice. Going to watch the old celebration in a couple of games, huh? That a boy?
Absolutely, buddy. But before we get into that real quick, man, I just want to say it's far from over, but I just want to offer my condolences for all the Mets fans, like my buddy Zubak, that had to sit out there and freeze last night and watch the third-place National League East team get totally embarrassed, because I know that's tough, man. Mm. And I know a lot of you guys were out there, man. I just want to give you my condolences, because I understand it was pretty cold last night.
I actually had a great time myself outside of the game. We were having a great time out there. It was fun to be out there. Great atmosphere, especially early on. And the loss is what it is, but they got the Piazza Club, which is nice to stay warm. So thank you. It was a great time. You know, you shouldn't be sending condolences. You should be congratulating everybody who got to experience a Game 3 NLCS. Hasn't happened in 9 years.
I give you that, man. We do get spoiled as Yankee fans, buddy. I'm the first guy to admit that. But you, Sal, you've shown me the light, buddy. I have totally changed my tune. I wanted, probably like BT, I wanted no part of a Subway Series.
No,
but you're
did.
Right, man. All this talk. Oh, you did. I'm
100%.
Sorry, man. Probably for the reason I'm about to say, but all this talk about the easier road, Sal, give me the easier road, because there's no easier road than going through the Mets, buddy. Just like in 2000, we'll take you in 5 games, bring your sorry grimace and everything else you guys have,
jersey.
And we'll smoke you in 5 again, buddy.
Taco coming in. Wow.
That's your buddy, too.
You know what I'm hearing a lot?
Wow.
Envy.
That's your boy.
I'm hearing a lot of envy in that voice of Taco Frank. I hope he brought his broom. Go beat the Guardians. Go sweep the Guardians. Get to the World Series. It'll be the first time you've seen a World Series in 15 years.
Let me get out my ways, and let me just type in easier path or easiest route to World Series. Yep, says Mets, I suspect.
I do think at this point, especially with the Mets making excuses, I would think that, and the way that Flaherty and Walker Buehler have all of a sudden pitched. Remember, going into that series, everybody's like, oh, Dodgers can't pitch. Well, Dodgers can pitch. I do think that the Dodgers would be the more difficult matchup for the Yankees.
So do I. No question.
I still think that both the Mets and Dodgers are better than the Yankees. I've been on record as saying that. The National League, I thought, was superior to the American League. But if the Mets are, in fact, running out of gas And look, that'll be proven in this series. I mean, we'll find out. It's right now, it's 2-1, so it's far from over. And the Mets have 2 games at home here. We'll see how it plays out. But I do think the Dodgers would be the tougher challenge. I think both would be a big challenge. I don't think the Yankees are beating either the Mets or Dodgers, but they're only going to face one, so we'll find out.
I'm looking at the weather tonight. 52, 9 o'clock and be 48. All right, finally, no real wind. 2 miles per hour, so not going to be terrible in Queens.
And last night, the wind maybe held some balls up. AJ's calling from Smithtown. What's up, AJ?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show. You guys do a good job.
Thank you.
Look, Jose Iglesias, the Mets really caught lightning in a bottle with him in the regular season. we have 10 or 12 years of evidence of who this guy really is as a ball player. And it was a fun moment in time, but I think that moment has passed now. And down 2-1 to the Dodgers, we're in a spot where we need to be looking for some upside.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a guy on the bench on this roster who we saw fill in for the runner-up to the MVP for 2 weeks, and we barely noticed the difference. What do you guys think about getting Luis Angel Acuna into the lineup?
Well, let me ask you a question first.
Sorry,
all right, Cliff,
sorry,
all good.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I understand there's been situations with both teams here over the years where, you know, a player catches fire, and it's not a real representation of who they are as a player. I do think that, what was the last call? There's anybody, I don't remember. Whatever
I forget.
It was. I think that
AJ?
You,
I think it was AJ.
Yes, good call. It was AJ. I think AJ misrepresents Iglesias as a hitter a little bit. I mean, he's a 283 lifetime hitter.
Right.
Which is amazing.
Right, but I get his overall point. Like,
I do, too.
He's been doing it with smoke and mirrors here.
If you're a 229 hitter and you suddenly hit 400 in Queens and have the highest average ever of any Met, which is true, now that's smoke and mirrors. But guy's a 283 hitter. I don't have all the other averages in front of me, but I know that that's higher than Pete. I know that that's higher than most of the, than Bader and all these, most of the, I mean, I don't know what JD Martinez is all time, but I don't think it's 283. Yeah.
What's his OPS?
I know it's, but he's a middle infielder. It's above 700.
So then it's not fair to compare his average to Pete, who's a power hitter.
No, I understand.
And also you watch him, BT. I'm not trying to take away from Iglesias. He's been terrific. His bread and butter is putting the bat on the ball and hustling and playing defense.
Which works in October.
Well, it
always
hasn't.
Plays in October.
But it hasn't right now.
I mean, but it's three games in the series,
He booted the would-be double play the other day, which cost Manaea. And Manaea should have been through six innings, which the Mets wouldn't have had to go to the bullpen as early as they did. Iglesias screwed up that game, too, even in the win. He's also been a feeble at bat. Like, okay, he'll get a single here or there. That's great. But the guy was out of the big leagues. He was out of the big leagues for years.
I don't really care about that because that doesn't mean that the other teams were right. I mean,
well, they weren't, but I'm just saying right now.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. If I say Sal, what was the most, aside from Pete's home run?
Yeah.
What was the most impressive at bat of any Met in the entire postseason? I'll give you my answer because I think it's the answer. The 8 or 9 foul balls that he had with two strikes and other Mets had 0-2 counts as well.
Right.
Iglesias' at bat, game one in Philly, set the entire tone to even be playing now. I'm just not taking that guy out. Now, when he booted the ball, I get it. That was ugly. I also think, with the exception of, you know, well, 2 or 3, 4, I think he's one of the best fielders that you guys have had.
Right.
I mean, Lindor's, play by Lindor was sick.
Yeah.
You know, Reyes could pick it a little bit. Obviously, your boy Ordóñez. But Iglesias is a great fielder.
Right, but he's struggling here.
And everybody's struggling.
For a team that...
170, man.
Right, but for a team that has had great depth and accountability... There isn't any when it comes to J.D. Martinez, Francisco Alvarez, Brandon Nimmo, and Jose Iglesias.
I'm not defending them. I'd sit all three of them.
Yeah.
And I'd only sit Nimmo because I don't think that he can physically contribute the way he needs to. He can't move.
Yeah.
And not just in the outfield. I think it's now affecting his lower half in the box. You saw it last night. No. I'm just – Iglesias is the guy I'm protecting. You want to sit – Martinez shouldn't have played last night. Every time Winker's in there, something good happens. Even in Milwaukee, when he hit the triple and he was chirping and he didn't play the next game, that we heard maybe it was his back, but whatever. And if that's true, then that's obvious. That matters. Like, I'm playing Winker every single game. I'm just damn. He can run. You know, he's a pain in the ass. He's a spark. And he's a live wire that right now might ignite the Mets because the Mets look dead.
Sometimes you have to see things. It's a very delicate balance to what got you here versus what you might need to get to another level. And I just feel like the Iglesias OMG train has run its course. Now, I'm not trying to bury the guy. I think he's got great value there. And you make a lot of good points. Like, yes, defensively, yes, he's been clutch, put a bat on the ball. But I've watched him now very closely, obviously, as we all have in the postseason, and you can just see that it's starting to dissipate and come back down to reality where those infield singles aren't there, where those big at-bats just aren't there. And they do have potential with Jeff McNeil, who has been a better hitter in the course of his career, who I don't even love, or Acuna, as AJ brought up. I mean, Acuna did nothing but shine when he came up with pop. Acuna was a legit threat to hit the ball hard in the gap, run around the bases, also play solid defense.
Mm-hmm.
He just provides more potential. And if the Mets are going to go based on talent alone, is for the reason is why they're playing Francisco Alvarez, let's say, because the potential, well, then I don't know how you can make that case to sit either Acuna or McNeil versus Iglesias, who's been great, but also shown coming back down to earth a little bit.
I mean, you could put Acuna in center. I know we got a break. You could bench three or four guys. I mean, if Mendoza wants to radically change this, he could. And the first thing you and I said about Acuna when he first came up, live bat, juice in this bat. So I wouldn't be opposed to that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Yankees game 3 tonight, 5:08. In Cleveland, looking forward to watching the Yanks and seeing if they could get one win closer to their first World Series appearance since 2009. Mets, of course, in what has become a pseudo-must-win game 4 out at Citi Field again. Can I just tell you, BT, before we get back to the calls, the worst part about last night? The disastrous train ride getting home. It is a freaking nightmare at Citi Field. So I was trying to leave early. I was there hanging out. Brian Myers was there. I was there with Loogie. I was there with Hurley. A bunch of their friends came. So yeah, and then me.
You guys in seats? Sweet. What?
No,
press box? What?
We were in the Piazza Club. So first we were like hanging out, watching kind of in front of the press level.
Having some drinks with the boss?
I did not.
Planting some ideas maybe?
No, I did not. He did. I'm not a big drinker.
Yeah, except surf sides when you're hanging around.
That's exactly right. Anyway, so we were hanging out watching the game, and people come over, say hello, whatever. But and at that point, it was already 2-0, and then we saw the home run on TV with Kike Hernandez. Anyway, so I'm looking at the train times to leave. I know that whenever I set foot out of that ballpark or make my decision to move, it's going to take me over 2 hours to get home. That's just par for the course. I know. So even thinking about it, like 9:30, I'm like, God, I'm not going to get home till 11:30. And obviously, I can't settle 9:30. The game just started. 10:30, and I'm looking at train times. All right, whatever. Ohtani hits the home run, and now I knew I was going to leave before that, but I got caught up in conversation, we're talking, whatever. Ohtani hits the home run, and then I want to leave. So does everybody else. So
yeah,
it was a...
It got quiet.
Yeah, it was... That was... Like, I basically stayed for the whole game. It was the eighth inning at that point. Yeah. Everybody left.
You should have seen Muncy's. Really?
Yeah, no, I didn't need to see it. So, dude, the people packed...
Oh, I hate
packed
that.
The train. Now, there's somebody, I don't know what's going on, but some lady's yelling, close the gates! Close the gates! Don't let anybody else in! Now, people are freaking out because there's a train going to Port Washington, there's a train going back to the city, and the clock is ticking. If you miss that train, it's going to be more time. So, and some people miss their train. Then you get down there, and they finally open the gates, you get down there, you're waiting. Dude, it's to a point where, like, I didn't even have to walk onto the train. I got pushed onto the train. And then some lunatic on the train is yelling and cursing the whole ride.
About the game?
No. He's some lunatic unhinged. I bet you
his name Hoff?
Dude, you might even know this guy. What? I don't know. I wish I knew his name. Because he's some basketball coach. Because he was referencing things and sounded like a coach and looked like a coach. He probably was a disgruntled coach who got fired. And starts talking about how he hates LeBron James.
What?
And dude, it was like he was a lunatic. And then he went on right from that to the next thing, to politics, then to the Mets, cursing, using vulgar language, people yelling, shut up. And every time somebody yelled, shut up. Now, what I wanted to do was punch the guy in the face and hold him down and shut tape his mouth shut.
Jeez.
Or at least oh, but I couldn't do that. No, this was bad.
So people, if it was 15-0, what would you do?
Yeah, exactly. People yelling at him, shut up. But then every time you gave him fuel, he started yelling back. He was yelling at a woman and nasty things, like
really?
Vulgar things. And I'm like, I'm in a spot where I can't really do anything. What are you supposed to do in that? Like, you can't. So we just had to wear it. All the people, they know what I'm talking about if you're listening to this, and I know some of you are, that were on that train. It was the train ride from hell. It was really brutal. And I do think Citi Field needs to do something about it, whether it's more security. You can't have people... getting on the train was a mob scene. Me explaining it now does no justice. Put it this way. Game 3, 4, 5, I don't care. I'll never do it again. Never. I will never again take the train to Citi Field and come back that same way. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. It's disgusting.
Yanks Mets World Series? Sal's not finding his way there?
I'll figure out a way. I'd rather go to Yankee Stadium.
Yeah,
it's easier.
I refuse. I refuse to take trains. I'd rather. Coming into work, going to Citi Field. Yeah, it sucks paying the 40. Going to the Bronx sucks more paying the 50. I would rather be in my car with my music or the station and my phone and my comfort and my peace and my safety, and it could take hours. I would rather that than shave off 30, 40, or even 50 minutes for the hell that you just described.
Yeah, and it's not, no, dude, and when I tell you hell, it was...
I get it.
The train rides aren't good anyway, but this particular... And then you got grumpy people because of the game, and people are ticked off. It's just... And that's why you got to leave these games early. And I'm sorry, I don't care if I'm a fraud fan or not. I've done my time. Now, the hard part is you do want to see the end. This wasn't a game where you needed for that. I just got caught up in conversation. Otherwise, I would have left in the 6th or 7th inning to beat the Masters. But let's say it's a tight game tonight, 8:08 start, late to begin with. Fans are out there. You pay a lot of money to go to the ballpark. You're not going to leave that game early, but then you got to deal with that hell getting out of there. It's just, you're right, it's just not worth it. It was brutal.
Well, I mean, it sounds like the Met fan base, the portion of which is on the train, is devolving into a little bit of chaos. And with that in mind, here's the NLCS moment brought to you by Chopra and Nocerino. Now, you were at the game, so you saw Ohtani's shot.
I thought it was foul myself.
You did not hear Ohtani's shot.
The 0-1 hit deep to right field. This ball's going a long way. Only question is fair or foul. And it is a fair ball, 3-run homer deep into the Coca-Cola corner in right field, right down the line.
Yeah, and he wasn't sure either with the body language. Of course, Howie Rose, 880 Mets Odyssey Radio. And that was the NLCS moment brought to you by Chopra and Nocerino, exclusive personal injury law firm of the New York Mets.
Hector is calling from Washington Heights. What's up, Hector?
That was the nauseating moment of the game, if you ask me, but it is what it is.
Game was over at that point anyway.
Yeah, well, that made it even more nauseating. But listen, I got to say, I'm having a tough time as a fan, right? I'm in between. I want to believe in this team. You know, they've given me every reason to believe. When they're down, when you got BT calling them out all throughout the year, they come right back. Like Mindy said the other day, they get punched in the face, they get back up. But I'm watching what I'm watching, and, you know, this is a damn good team we're facing. But I just want to say thank you to guys like Taco Frank and BT who give me that energy to go back out there tonight and root for this team for calling out. But I got to say this, man. Splits be damned. If Brandon Nimmo can play, I don't want to hear this sound about sit Brandon Nimmo. Are the Dodgers hitting Freddie Freeman? Are you going to sit Aaron Judge and Juan Soto if they go 1-for-9 or whatever the heck it is?
Bro, Nimmo's not that. I hate to break it to you, Hector. Nimmo's not that. You can't. I'm sorry.
But if he can play,
by the way, you just nailed the
I'm
point.
I'm not sitting one of my core guys, one of my best guys. I'm not making wholesale changes with the lineup.
I'll let you get your point. Hold on 1 second.
I never know with you. They're
probably not going to make those changes, but therein lies the problem. You just mentioned it, and that's why I said the Mets just don't have enough. Nimmo is the Mets version of Freeman, Judge, Soto. Nimmo, and then throw in Alonso. Those guys have to get the job done.
They got to step up. I'm not denying that. They got to step up. I say it all the time. These are our guys. They need to get the job done. I want to believe in them. I'm going to go there and root for them. You know damn well Alvarez is going to be in the lineup, right? And the game is going to find him again. That big situation is going to come to him again. I'm going to be there rooting for him. But he needs to get the job done. I'm not denying that. Mm-hmm. They got to get the job done.
Yeah, yeah. You know hold on. One thing about Nimmo, it's not about the slump that he's in. It's about that he's just, to me, he's now clearly hobbled to the point where he almost can't physically do his job.
No, I agree. That's what I'm saying. But if he's going to get out there, he needs to get it done. And if he's able to get out there, then I'm going to put him out there. Maybe they should DH him. I'd do that. And maybe throw McNeil out of left field. Or you want to do Bader? Yeah. You want to do Bader and Taylor? I get it. But you also don't want to say Winker. Who I don't want to see again is J.D. Martinez.
Yep.
He wants to tell me, oh, let's go have fun sucking. Well, I'm not having fun watching you suck. So get him out of here. I don't want to see him no more. Other than that, let's go Mets.
Whoa.
There you go, Heck. Finally round at the end there. Let's go Mets. Let's go Mets. Go.
J.D. Martinez feeling the wrath of Hector in Washington Heights. Now, I mean, look, you got to put things in perspective. Although that now is not the time to do that. Right now, you're in the middle of this series. It's a 2-1 lead. That's nothing. It happens all the time. This is nothing. It's a series. It feels bad. It looked awful. It's not that bad. Go out there and do their jobs tonight. It's not even step up, Nimmo and Alonso. Wouldn't be stepping up. They'd be doing what they're supposed to do.
They're doing their job.
Do your job. The only reason why I even brought it up is because I saw John Harper tweet about how Bader performed last time against Yamamoto, jumping on the fastballs, had 3 hits, and because they're talking about the righties do better against Yamamoto.
They do. Reverse
and because
splits.
Nimmo was hobbled. Yeah. Like, there's many reasons to think maybe you take a shot with Bader. I don't think they're going to.
Me neither.
I just said that. I mean.
So, two things happened yesterday. I don't know if they're intimately connected to the result of the game, but they could be. The black jersey.
Yeah, hate that.
Which nobody liked.
How we talked about that with us yesterday.
0-1. And the Grimace billboard. 0-2. So, for those of you who missed the billboard, just as I take a look again, it wasn't luck, it wasn't fate, it was Grimace. I know that you told me who was wearing a Mets hat and this big goofy glove. Thing. I don't know what the hell it looks like. Oh, my God, look at this thing, man. I'm just looking at this plump purple ball with a Mets cap like Elmer Fudd hanging from his head. Ah, jeez. You told me yesterday who's throwing out the first pitches the rest of the way. Did you say tonight was Ventura?
Yeah, Alfonso.
Do we get, I mean, is there an emergency? You got the emergency Rico with Evan. How about the emergency Grimace? Honestly, we've wedged him in.
You're mocking.
Well, it's not so much a mock. I mean, if Grimace is directly connected to the success, as the billboard tells me in Times Square, and I mean, you know, maybe I'm a little naive, but I believe what sometimes is in front of me.
But
with
I think
sometimes.
That was, I think that
maybe
was,
you get him in.
You know, I think that was the restaurant's thing, not a Mets thing.
It was. There's the McDonald's logo, but there's also the Mets hat. So yeah. I believe it's a joint thing. So I'm not going to say that you tell Ventura not to show up or Fonzie, who was awesome. I don't know. Maybe you got to tap into this because when he shows up, you guys usually do well.
You better hope. You better hope that the Yankees win the whole thing. You better hope.
Hey, listen.
I promise you this. I will be relentless.
I know, and you should be.
Because you're tweaking now. You called the Mets JV.
Well, they look JV.
You're poking they're in the NLCS.
Okay, the score doesn't matter to you, but two of the games were 17-0.
I'll tell you this. You say they look going. Yeah, you say they've played 3 games. They have 1 win in the NLCS. Uh-huh. I think the Mets 1 win is more, not important, but more impressive. 1 win against the Dodgers in the NLCS is more impressive than 2 wins against the crappy Guardians.
Now, I will let you have that as the consolation prize, and I will say, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'd rather have
you could not care. And that's why I said.
No, by the way.
It doesn't matter. But you better, the Yankees, hey. I don't want to hear any excuses.
No, I will not come with any. I didn't invite this. I had callers, you know, hey, say this, admit this, or the Yankees are winning, but it's not impressive. I just wanted to enjoy baseball.
No,
I got pulled into this, man.
No, you said.
I got pulled into it.
You said the Mets are done and that they're JV.
Yeah, I did.
And that the air is coming out of the balloon.
It is.
Brandon Tierney, Sal got it back on the fan. We'll do much more football tomorrow, Football Friday, although we're going to have 2 games to react to as well, so it'll be the nice balance where we talk about both the Yankees and Mets, and of course, look ahead to the Jets and Giants. Huge games for each team on Sunday, BT. One quick note on your Jets. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to watch. Like, the Jets are the gift that keeps on giving. It is always something with them. It'd be nice if they actually had some wins to go along with the storylines, but Devontae Adams will be unleashed Sunday night.
Mike Williams is going to get traded. Reddick's going to get traded.
Yeah, I mean, all right, so here I took issue with something that their interim head coach, Jeff Ulbrich, said already.
I didn't see this. Okay.
Yesterday it was. I saw it. I took a screenshot of it so I didn't forget.
Let's hear it.
Devontae Adams and Garrett Wilson tandem can be like Jerry Rice and Terrell Owens. Bro.
That what he said?
I mean, come on, dude.
So at that stage, Jerry Rice was a lot older, because I'm thinking Jerry Rice and Jonathan Taylor, if you're going for prime Rice. By the time T.O. there, not that Rice wasn't now, still very effective. It's an odd, you know, historical, I don't know, he's connecting now two different receivers than I thought he would.
Was he with the team at the time? This is from Around the NFL, tweeted this out last night. I was at the game, so I just took a quick screenshot.
Who around the team at that point?
Ulbrich. Was he a linebacker with those Niners teams, which is why maybe he would reference it?
That's a good, but good question.
Even so, I still have an issue
little
with
much?
That. Come, dude, you think? You think? Yeah. This is what I mean. The Jets go from zero to Super Bowl, and now it's, Garrett Wilson, before even Devontae Adams was a thought, Garrett Wilson's going to be a stud. Breece Hall's the best running back ever. And then you actually watch them play, and it's like, yeah, they've got potential, and compared to the crap that we've seen before that, they are studs, but now you get Devontae Adams, and it goes from Devontae Adams and Garrett Wilson to be Jerry Rice and T.O.?
He was with them. I just checked.
All right, so I at least
it's
understand
more intimate.
It.
It's more relatable. It's less offensive or overreach.
Dude, would you do that? Come on now.
No, I wouldn't do it. But you know, I'd do a lot of things different if I was with the Jets. I have to tell you, Sal. I had the first, and I don't want to get back to the calls here, which we will. Baseball, BT and Sal, 888-808-1019. I had my first, and it was a small one, small little flicker of faith this morning. Jets. I'm just going to leave it at that.
So it's Thursday morning.
First little flicker.
I knew you'd come around.
Just a little flicker.
I'm not saying it didn't eventually
get snuffed out.
And it's Thursday.
Little flicker.
But now by tomorrow, that flicker will turn more into a little bit of a flame. And by like 1 o'clock, it'll start to be a full out fire.
We'll get the whole fire pit going.
Oh, baby. Yeah, Sunday morning, it's going to be, we're unkillable. And then Sunday night, the game's going to start. You're going to be fired up. Uh-huh. You and Colt, you get the jerseys. You got the mozzarella, the roast beef. You're good to go.
Uh-huh. Little rice bowls as well.
And then the kickoff happens.
And then the game starts.
It's a cycle, bro.
I really am a loser with this team. I mean, I admit it. Yeah, you got the drop of Evan. I'm a loser.
It's a vicious cycle.
If I'm not a loser with the Jets, I'm definitely psychotic and twisted when it comes to them. They just spin me in a million directions.
BT and Sal on the fan. Karen is in the Jersey Shore. What's up, Karen?
Hey, guys. Karen. I love your show.
What's up, Karen?
You know what, BT? I actually liked you until you were, like, mocking the Mets. I don't like that Taco Frank guy. I had to call in because I could not handle what he said.
Let's examine this. Number one, I don't think I was mocking, but I'm going to get back to me in a moment. Just so you know, Taco Frank is his friend. So, like, they're boys.
Taco Frank called on the overnights. That's how we became friends. He was an overnight caller, a loyal listener and caller.
But you guys are friends. I've met him through you. We've had a drink with him at a gate. Like, he's your buddy. So, you know, Karen, get on this guy.
But is it, yeah, we've had tacos together. Right.
Yeah.
But he's a Yankees fan. So,
God. This is why I can't stand Yankee fans.
Why?
And there are some that are nice.
Mm. Like who?
Well, me.
There's not many. Karen, BT, you were pretty good until you started with that you called us JV, and you also said a few other things, which, you know, like, it's so frustrating being a Met fan. It truly is.
Yeah.
And so, like, we finally got, like, a little bit of a high,
mm-hmm.
and I hated what happened yesterday.
I don't blame you. And, you know, it's...
One game.
I'll tell you. I mean, it's you want me to pretend to say, you know, 9-0. It felt a lot closer than 8-0. You know, like, oh, man, they were right there.
Karen,
they got destroyed.
It's one game, Karen. And this is what I'll say for you and for my fellow Met fans who I know are a little bit down today. Despite true belief, and I really do think there is true belief, there is certainly some concern. The deeper you dig in your core, you're going to have some concern. I get it. I feel it. But here's what I will say. Karen, regardless of how this Mets series turns out with the Dodgers, the Mets have given you a tremendous season, a season that has come out of nowhere. No hope, no expectation, a year where it was basically bypassing. You know, you're just looking to get through this year, wait for the payroll to come back down to reality, and then go next year and start to build up. This was a year of no expectation, and they've gotten you to the NLCS. No matter what happens from here on out, it has been a successful season. As for the Yankees, there's work to be done. If they don't win it this year, that is a terrible disappointment. all the big moves, all the big spending, all the big talk. The Guardians, if they don't win it, the Yankees have failed this season. So go win it.
100%. 100%. You know, the, and I just was doing a little digging here as I read. What does this say? So, October 9th, as a matter of fact. The magic continues. Get lost, Philly. Bag it. Embiid, you're next. Enjoy tonight, Mets fans. I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I wrote that. That's on my timeline.
Right.
Like, you know, but I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what tilted the needle in a direction where I'm like, all right, I've had enough now. Now I want the Mets to lose. And I even said, you know, we mess around and you know this, like, for some crazy reason, like, my son hates the Mets. I'm like, you don't have to hate them, dude. Just right. Love the Yankees. You don't have to be that guy. I told him, as I said, I want the Mets to lose tonight. I'm tired of it. I'm getting tired of whether it's the overinflation of their wins or the underappreciation of the Yankee wins. Mm. Like, I want the Mets to lose. Now, I would love to see the Mets come back and win and push us back to L.A. and maybe die a slow, painful death. That I might take an ounce of pleasure in that. And I didn't think that I would, but I'm starting to feel that I want that. But what I really, really want more than anything is to meet you guys in the World Series, which is what I said 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, a month ago. Now, I think it's going to be Yankees-Dodgers. If it's Yankees-Mets, I will willingly, happily roll the dice where if the Yankees were to lose that series, my life as a sports fan changes forever.
Yes.
I'll roll that dice. I will take that risk.
Yes.
I also know we'll be at the World Series waiting for you. Just get there because okay. I don't think you are.
Well, here's what I know, and these are the facts. You have two more wins to go until you're there.
Yep.
The Mets have three.
Mm-hmm.
It's close enough for me.
Fair enough.
And I too, welcome that challenge. And I would love nothing more than for the Mets to stick it up there. We'll take a break. Just, we'll come back with your calls.
Actually, that you could say.
BT and Sal on the fan. No, because I'm a nice guy. Oh. It's a family show. 888-808-1019.